Did you have a high school crush? One that, I mean, even if they weren't the person you were really jonesing for, they were always on the short list and maybe unattainable. 1-800-947-3979. How big, did you have someone like that?
Yeah, I mean, God, there were probably like eight. There were several. But I actually know what happened to most of them. I mean, and a lot of them became pretty successful. Because I didn't like the dumb girls, put it that way. I liked the smart ones. They were smart and pretty. So there were two reasons why they didn't like me. They were smart enough not to, and they were too pretty out of my league. So they're like physical therapists and psychologists and nurse practitioners, stuff like that.
So Hotwings had a type. His type was girls who aren't interested in him.
That's it still is.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna make it work.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make it work. Maitland, did you have a high school crush that was always unattainable? Or just never worked out?
No, they weren't unattainable, I guess.
You're awesome.
I attained them, for sure. But it was like this guy I met my freshman year, he was a junior, and we were talking, and my mom wouldn't let me date him. And then kind of all throughout high school, we would on again, off again talk. I had a chunk of a relationship there in the middle. And then by the end of high school, I was dating him. But then we broke up like 2 weeks before I moved up to college because I was like, I had really high expectations of how this would go because we were on again, off again. Will they, won't they the whole time? And then we did. And it was just meh.
Total Ross and Rachel.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
He's in our hometown. He's a mechanic.
He's okay.
He's okay.
Steve, what about you? Where's that girl you shoved your hand up her sleeve? What'd she end up doing?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what she's doing these days, but no, every relationship I wanted to be in was unattainable, pretty much.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
I mean,
do you think you were someone's unattainable crush and they look you up and they're like,
boy, would that be the greatest thing I've ever heard? If I heard that, seriously, that would make my year.
What if it was someone you really wanted, but you thought they were out of your league? Now you're happy, so you're not going to be like depressed.
It would be like earth shattering if I heard that.
It'd feel great.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
Kelly, what about you? Do you have a high school crush?
There was this one girl. Her name was Mandy. She drove a like 60s Camaro. I don't remember what year exactly.
Oh, man.
That she had redone herself. And she played volleyball with me, and she was really, really good at volleyball. She's a couple years older, and she was just so damn lovable. And she's also really short and blonde, which was just like me and Hot Wings go for.
I mean, as soon as you said she fixed her own 60s Camaro I was in, I'm like, where is she?
Crazy.
What is she doing? What's her deal?
Man, she's married and she's got three beautiful kids.
Boo.
She is so sweet.
Anything's on the rocks if you look hard enough.
I know, right? And I am looking. No, I'm just kidding. But then our high school, our entire high school collectively, like teachers, students, like everybody loved this one guy named Matt. Mm-hmm. I even wrote on my CD book his full name and put hearts all over it.
On your CD book?
Yeah. It was
such a dated but appropriate statement.
Still in my car. And every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, Matt Dobbs. That's awesome.
What happened to him?
They're all pretty much everybody went to high school with. They're either fine. Went into the military or still lives there. And both people still live there, married with kids.
Yeah, same with mine.
Yeah.
They're all fine and happy and content. Hotwings, do you think you were the unattainable crush for someone?
Definitely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why are you so confident of that?
Because I know a couple of girls who were chasing me who wanted to go out with me really bad throughout high school.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm too good for you. This Adam Thapple spoken for.
And I friend-zoned them.
Yeah.
Like, they were people I really liked. Like, I wanted to like them.
What do they do now?
One is a psychologist.
Okay. She had to get over the hurt.
The other one, I can't remember what she does.
This bad boy don't settle for just anyone.
A lot of them are all, like most people, a lot of the people are still in that area, in the town. And
now, this is going to sound like a bad idea, but I want you to hear me out on this. Since you're single, let's call up one of these gals and say, hey, guess who's ready to mingle? It's me, the Wings.
Yeah.
Let me clear off a seat for you and then wipe something off.
Oh, I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Do you think you could bust either over their marriages?
No. Not even a little bit.
But you're a superstar, radio superstar.
Yeah, I know. Well, clearly that is a big help.
mean, that's working so far.
My gosh.
I always have a surplus of donuts. Ready to go.
Yeah.
Just wait and see what my donut holder is.
Yeah. Kelly, do you have anybody who looks you up, you think?
I think so. There's this one kid who like shot a shot a couple of times.
Yeah.
And in high school, he even bought me a necklace one time.
Was it Ricky?
No, it's my brother. it was silver though, and I'm a gold girl, so I just knew it was never gonna work.
Was that the shallow reason why you didn't go out with him?
No, honestly, the shallow reason that I didn't go out with him
is pepperoni scars on his face.
No, he didn't have acne. I just didn't want to be seen as the girl who had a boyfriend. I didn't want to be that girl who went into high school and immediately got a boyfriend.
I got that. That makes sense.
And I never had a boyfriend until like my junior senior year. He was my bestie.
Some folks writing in. Hot Wings is still unattainable. There are some fancy idiots who are trying. He won't even do the live show event Steve is talking about, where Steve found his wife.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. That's 100% true.
this You're text right. from Wisconsin. My
Accurate.
High,
yeah.
My high school crush I won over, and we dated from freshman to junior year. She went off to Harvard on full ride scholarship. I'm a stoner who plays video games. So, yeah, it didn't work out.
Yeah. Pretty wide sea.
That happens. The ones that suck are when you see someone that you always had a crush on, then they end up dating some loser who kind of ruins their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they're attainable for you, but you're like, well, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Damaged
why
goods.
Why do you like toxicity so much?
A hell of a drug.
This text. Yeah. I was a loser. He was a hot skater. He didn't even know I existed. Then he became a model after high school.
Oh,
but
man.
But now I'm a popular DJ. He approached me at a wedding and asked me out.
Oh, man. Yeah. B.O.I. came to town.
I love that a popular DJ is playing at weddings.
I assumed it was going to be like a club or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
maybe a big event.
You get booked a lot for weddings, I guess, if that's your gauge of popularity.
This one, my high school boyfriend was gorgeous, tall, blonde, clean shaven, classically handsome bone structure. All of us from our high school want to look him up all the time. He has almost zero online presence and a very common name. We all spend hours looking for him. No one knows.
There are a couple of people I know from my high school that it's kind of the same way, where it's like, whatever happened to that person? Like, where did they go?
Yeah.
They were really popular. Like, surely somebody knows what happened to, like, in our case, it was a girl named Erin Mills, and everyone had a crush on her. She was super nice. She, like, her hobby was ballet. She was, so, I mean, she was graceful and pretty and nice and smart, and everyone had a crush on her. Everyone. And they'd say, like, whatever happened to her? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows.
This text from Wichita Falls is great. You guys talked about this one time, I don't know, 5 years ago. And it made me resentful because I knew she was living a charmed life, upper middle class, degree from a good university, beautiful husband that was super successful and nice and funny, great kids, trips abroad, the good life. But now I'm happy to write in. Because it turns out she was subsidizing that life with what we call fraud and an addiction to prescription pain medication.
Oh,
ha,
dang.
Ha, ha! Who's not worth it now?
Oh, man, it was the facade and Adderall. Okay.
Dang.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
It does.
No.
1-800-947-3979. My high school crush was the teacher. I was 18 and she was 27. She was so hot. Now she's 67 and not hot. I think I could get her.
Man, that was Mr. Williams at our school. He was so fine.
Don't stand so close to me.
Tracking your teacher for 40 years?
Man. Actually, it makes me want to look up Mr. Williams right now. And I had a teacher named Mr. Obar. Oh, my God. He was so fine, too. My fifth grade teacher, Miss Payne, beautiful. First time I realized I like freckles on girls.
Now, you're not scared of promiscuity.
Nope.
Do you think you would have
banged my teacher? Absolutely.
Wait, really?
Absolutely. If Mr. Williams would have
been
single.
I thought everything I said was loaded and unfair, and then you answered it as though it was legit. Love
no,
it.
No, love that for me and my high school self. I would have been.
You really think you would have?
Probably. Honestly, he was so fine, and he was like 7 feet tall. He looked like Superman. And everybody had a crush on him, but his wife also taught at the school. Real buzzkill there.
I love that you're both ends of the spectrum, though. Like, I didn't want to be seen as the girl with the boyfriend, but totally would have banged the teacher.
Totally would have banged. Maybe not freshman year, Kelly, because I was pretty churchy still then. But by senior year, I had shed the Jesus skin, and I was slutting it up. Not really. I didn't start slutting it up till college, but would have for Mr. Williamson, that's for sure.
Ever flirt?
Shed the Jesus skin?
Yeah. It's the only way I could think of it.
Did you ever flirt with a college professor?
Oh, we didn't have really many college professors that were attractive, like men or women. So
maybe
no.
You need an extra credit.
No, I don't flirt with the ugly.
How did you ever have a crush on the teacher?
No. Like,
did you ever have a hot teacher?
No.
Me neither.
No,
ever?
Honest to God, my most attractive teacher, like if I was going to say that I could have had a crush on any of them, would have been when I was in first grade. Like that was like, I mean, all my teachers after that, they were all just teachers.
Yeah, they
were. And not any particularly good,
mine
like,
all looked
attractive
like they were,
way.
Mine looked like they were carved out of a frozen pot roast. Just not great.
No,
and
they
I go
had,
into my kids' schools now, and I'm like, gosh, all of these people are attractive.
I know.
The men, the women, where were you?
They are. But
I
yeah,
was
back,
taught by a bunch of half-chewed caramels.
Man, yeah. In the 70s and 80s, and even into the 90s, teachers had teacher clothes and teacher haircuts and teacher cars, and there was nothing cool about them in any way. And I mean, we had nicknames for ours, and it was never like hot stuff or like babe or anything. It was we had one teacher that we called Oatmeal and Fire because she tanned so much and her skin was so damaged that she looked like an oak tree that somebody had put oatmeal on and lit on fire.
Whoa. That sounds like a man candle you'd buy at Target.
That's so specific.
Tobacco and leather? No, oatmeal and fire, yeah. Thanks.
Man, yeah, we had some great nicknames for our teachers.
But we all had the tanning bed teacher, right?
Uh-huh.
Like the teacher who was always way too tan all year long.
No, tanning beds hadn't been invented yet for all of us. Steve, both your parents were teachers. Are you listening to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Would
I thought this might be
parents?
One of those times. Yeah. Do you think they were considered the hot teacher by anyone? And
oh, I don't know.
Do you
know.
Think either of them slept with a student or two?
I mean,
do you think they ever slept with each other's students as a way to get around the system?
If I were a student, would you be mad if I banged your mom?
What about now?
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So,
was that too many questions?
It was a lot. Yeah, okay. You need to break them down a little bit
okay,
slower.
Well, start
for
by
me.
Telling us the names of the students your parents had sex with.
Okay, unaware.
So you don't think it's impossible, though?
Look, nothing's impossible.
It's impossible.
I mean, they taught for a long time.
Yeah.
My dad taught for like 40 years, 35 years in the same classroom.
And he was a math teacher, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, you got to follow the system in order. First, take off your pants. Then do what's inside the parentheses.
Yeah.
You know what's in the parentheses? My wiener.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know how it goes. First, outer, inner, last.
I'll show you the real order of operations.
In an order that will surprise you.
Enjoy foil.
You've heard of PEMDAS, but and have you heard of...
Mom's, your mom's a Spanish teacher, so she's teaching kids how to say, oi, oi, oi.
Adios mio.
Mucho gracias. Spicy enchilada. Stupid.
Yep.